This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. In a stunning victory in the blue-leaning U.S. state of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race early Wednesday, becoming the first Republican to win statewide office in the state in 12 years. It is certain to add to the Democrats' anxiety about their grip on political power heading into next year's midterms, when the party's thin majority in Congress could be erased. 54-year-old Youngkin beat Democrat Terry McAuliffe and marked a sharp turnabout in a state that had shifted to the left over the past decade and was captured by President Joe Biden last year by a 10-point margin. The elections were the first major test of voter sentiment since Mr. Biden took office, and the results were a stern warning sign for the president's own support. His administration has been shaken repeatedly in recent months, beginning with the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, challenges emerging from the pandemic, and a legislative agenda at risk of stalling on Capitol Hill. A senior Taliban official says a group of Islamic State militants set off an explosion at the entrance to a military hospital in the Afghan capital. He says three women, a child, and three Taliban guards were killed in the blast in Kabul. It was one of the most brazen IS attacks yet since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in the summer. The spokesperson says five attackers were also killed. Six rebels, two policemen, and a soldier were killed when an armed group raided the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo town of Bukavu early Wednesday, the governor of South Kivu province said. He added they wounded four others, took 36 captives, and recovered 14 weapons. He said the town had been attacked starting at 1 a.m. by a group that had targeted several police stations. An investigation is underway to identify the attackers. This is VOA News. World Health Organization officials warned Wednesday of a severe coronavirus situation in Romania following a visit to the capital. WHO's emergency management specialist told a media briefing in Bucharest the nation's healthcare system is overwhelmed, which is, quote, how we look at the severity of the situation, end quote. The rapidly deteriorating situation in Romania, which now has one of the worst COVID-19 death rates in the European Union, prompted the World Health Organization to send senior experts to assist in strengthening its pandemic response. The country opened a three-day round-the-clock vaccination marathon in Bucharest. The number of coronavirus cases has risen in Europe for the fifth consecutive week, making it the only world region where COVID-19 is still increasing, WHO reported Wednesday. The Kremlin Wednesday rejected U.S. President Joe Biden's criticism of President Vladimir Putin for not showing up at the COP26 summit, saying Moscow is serious about climate change. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Moscow was well aware of the effects of climate change and was, in fact, facing, quote, more serious challenges, end quote, than other countries. The Biden administration launched a wide-ranging plan Tuesday to reduce methane emissions, targeting a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming and packs a stronger short-term punch than even carbon dioxide. Mr. Biden pledged during the summit to work with the European Union and dozens of other nations to reduce overall methane emissions worldwide by 30% by 2030. India did not sign the COP26 pledge to stop deforestation and cut methane gas emissions by 2030 because of its concern over the impact on trade on the country's vast farm sector and the role of livestock in the rural economy, officials said. At COP26 Global Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, Tuesday, world leaders pledged to stop deforestation by the end of the decade and cut emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane to help slow climate change. With national leaders gone from the UN climate conference in Scotland, attention turned Wednesday to the state treasuries and the businesses and financiers responsible for carrying out the pledges to cut the emissions and build infrastructure. A main aim of the COP26 talks is to secure enough national promises to cut the greenhouse emissions to avert the worst climate disasters by keeping the rise in the global temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And the Atlanta Braves breeze to their first World Series championship since 1995, hammering the Houston Astros 7-0 Tuesday night in Game 6, wrapping up the best-of-seven series 4-2. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. It's